Welcome to the Best Franchise Brands podcast, where in each episode, we will explore a specific franchise brand with details about their business, requirements for franchise candidates, how they train their franchisees, and details about the systems they've set up so franchisees get a great start. Interviews with industry leaders of the best franchise brands will give you insights and help you discover important details about which franchisors you should engage with in the discovery process as you prepare to start your franchise business. And now, here's your host, James Carl Butler.
Welcome to this episode of the Best Franchise Brands podcast. Today, we're privileged to talk with Sean Foley, who is the brand president of the Redbox Plus Dumpsters franchise. And also, we have Larry Oglesby, who is the franchise owner in Athens, Georgia. He joined the franchise about 15 months ago, and Sean has been the president of Redbox Plus Dumpsters since January of 2024. So I'm honored to have both of them here on the podcast today. So thank you both for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, James. Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Well, tell us about the origin of Redbox Plus Dumpsters and how your brand has grown, just to start off with.
Yeah, absolutely. Redbox Plus Dumpsters came out of a little town named Winona, Minnesota, right on the Mississippi River. Did you know that the Mississippi River went through Minnesota? It actually does. Yeah. Little town called Winona, Minnesota. A little fun fact. Winona Ryder, the actress, is named after Winona, Minnesota. And Jeff Mateka, he was in the trucking business his whole life, still is. He came up with the idea around 2007 for our Elite dumpster, which is our 20 and 30 yard dumpster with two portable toilets attached. He took it to Lyle Blanchard, who's one of our directors of marketing now, and said, "Hey, Lyle." Lyle owned an advertising agency in Winona. Said, "Lyle, how do I make this real? How do I make this happen?" Well, in 2014, we started franchising. Jeff was doing it himself with a little bit of help. Went through some ownership changes and was acquired by Belfour Franchise Group in 2021. And we've just taken off from there.
Well, tell us about your background in franchising. How did you get into franchising in the first place? I think you went to law school, right? Didn't you have a background as an attorney first, and then you got into franchising? I'm interested to hear about how that all happened.
Well, right out of college, I started attending bar, and that was fun. And then I spent 8 years in the police department with the federal police department, United States Park Police. And then I went to law school at night, spent 12 years as a construction litigation attorney, licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Decided after 12 years of that, I wanted to do something different. I guess it was my midlife crisis. And instead of buying a sports car or a motorcycle or having an affair, I bought a business. My wife and I did. We bought a home care business. It was a franchise. Spent 5 years doing that. We were franchisees of the year in the system we were in 2016. Sold in 2018. I went back to practicing law for a while, and then was called by my previous franchisor, Comfort Care Home Care, to be a business coach for them. Spent 2 years with them, and then transitioned over to Belfour in 2022. So I'm able to use experience from a lot of my background. I mean, believe it or not, from the police department, I use that experience a lot when I am training new franchisees on sales. I let them know that when I first started selling, I would tell myself, you know, my old career, I wasn't sure when I opened a door if I was coming back out alive. But in sales, you open the door, you walk in, and if they kick you out, yeah, you know, you could just go to the next potential customer down the street. So, you know, no big deal. Try to take some of the fear out of it for folks.
Tell us about the size of your franchise now. How many locations do you guys have? How many franchisees do you have? And a little bit about the growth of your business over the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have 76 locations right now, which is about 220 territories that we have open right now, coast to coast, from New York all the way in Massachusetts, all the way over to California and everywhere in between. You know, we've been growing it. We've been growing it smart. So we haven't grown as fast as maybe some people would have expected, but we're really choosy about the franchisees we'll bring on. Now, we've made an exception for Larry, but mostly we're pretty choosy because it is a fairly large investment that folks have to make. And we want to make sure that every franchisee we bring on has a really high propensity for success. So we really want to grow the network with quality rather than quantity, because we believe that quality franchisees lift the entire network up. not only because their sales are great, but because they have good ideas. You know, we bring on really smart people, really good business people, and they teach us. You know, they say, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And we listen to them. So I think one of the reasons we have been growing is because we listen to our franchisees, right? I don't assume that I know everything because I don't. And, you know, Jordan Peterson says in one of his books that when somebody speaks to you, assume that they know what they're talking about until proven otherwise. So when we talk to our franchisees and they have ideas, I mean, they're the ones out there in the field doing it. So I and my whole team always listen to our franchisees and they come up with some great ideas. So that's really how we're growing. We take a very much franchisee-centric approach to this. I mean, I tell all the franchisees the first day of new owner training that, you know, what business are we in? Well, we're in the royalty generation business. Right. That's what we do. What you're going to be doing is you're going to be in the waste removal business. Right. And we're going to support you and we're going to make you as successful as we can, successful as you want to be. So that's really been our approach on how we're growing the network. We're growing it smart.
Well, for those who maybe aren't familiar with Redbox Plus Dumpsters and what you guys do, maybe talk about your concept briefly and what it is you do and what the opportunity is for people who join your franchise.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the one thing that sets us apart is our Elite Dumpster. It is a patented product. It is two portable toilets attached to the front of a 20 or 30 yard dumpster. So when a contractor calls us, they get two services with one call. And they always have a toilet on site that is cleaned at least every 7 days. If it's a roofing job and we're emptying the dumpsters every day or every other day, it's a clean toilet every time we empty it. But while that sets us apart, that isn't our real differentiator. Our real differentiator is customer service. If you've ever rented a dumpster, you've ever dealt with some of the big players in the waste management business, you can call for a roll-off and you might not get one for 3, 4, 5, 7 days because primarily the big players, they're not really roll-off companies. Their main business is residential collection. We don't do any of that. We're nothing but roll-offs. Right? We offer that solution. So that is really what sets us apart. Our franchisees get a call and we guarantee that within 24 hours, you'll either have a dumpster on your site or we'll pick up the one that you have, empty it and bring it back if that's what you need. So we're really into making job sites more efficient, more clean, and more compliant. So that's what really separates us from all the other players in the waste removal space.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you kind of sharing that background a little bit. Let's transition and talk about to Larry a little bit, who's a franchisee who joined the franchise a year and a half or so, not quite a year and a half ago, 15 months ago. But tell about why you made the decision to invest in buying a Red Plus Dumpsters franchise. What drew you to them specifically?
Yeah, well, when you think about Belfour, they're one of the largest property restoration companies in the world, right? And they've got a family of brands, 16 different franchise brands that it'll have a decent amount of synergy. So when you're buying a Redbox Plus Dumpsters, you're also buying into a place where someone in town probably has a 1-800 water damage. Someone might have a Blue Kangaroo's Packhouse. A Belfour company is working there. So you have an immediate base of people that know the people in your network, and they're going to use you as a customer supplier as well. I think that's helpful. I think when you talk about Belfour and what they bring to the table, the patented products like our Elite Dumpsters are game changers when it comes to being able to differentiate in the marketplace. I wanted great products that clearly were differentiated, and they certainly brought that to the table. But I think the place that really struck out to us was we went on Discovery Day, James. And when we went up there, I come from a nuclear power Navy background, and the one thing we value most in that is integrity. And so often I will test that and I'll ask questions that I might know the answer to. And what I want to see is if somebody's trying to pull one over on me, or they're going to ask me very directly. What I found is that everyone in Belfour was very straightforward on their strengths and also the things they needed to work on. And so I thought I could trust them as a partner, and that's certainly held to be true.
So talk about how many employees you have to run a business like this. And also maybe you can talk about how many trucks or Redbox dumpsters you need to get the business going as well. Maybe you could talk about your story a little bit, how sure. you started that, Larry, and then maybe we can go back into Sean. He can kind of talk about what you're seeing overall with the franchisees.
I got to tell you, in any business, the team you bring on matters. And for us, the good part about this business is you don't have to try to herd 30 cats around, particularly that I see people in, say, food business doing. We started this business with really four people. My wife works with me on all of my business interests, and the last 10 years have a general manager, Mark, who does phenomenal jobs on the marketing sales side. And we started with one driver, Byers Finley, who is just top of the world and what he does. And I think the team was small, but every person treated that business like they owned every bit of it. And I think that's critical. And I talk to other business leaders, they talk about changes of employee motivation, et cetera. I don't even know what that looks like. Our team's just been great. So we started with four people. We started with two trucks and about 70 dumpsters. But by the way, I think that's about twice, Sean, what the minimum is. But we really analyzed it and felt that was the best place to start. And I think it's turned out to be a good decision.
So, Sean, talk about, just as a general rule for the franchisees, how many trucks do they usually have to start and how many dumpsters they have to start typically?
Generally, we recommend they start with two, because we teach the franchisees, you're not a dumpster company, you're a trucking company. Right. And if your truck goes down, you're kind of in a world of hurt. And these big trucks, no matter how well built they are, how well you maintain them, there's going to be a problem from time to time, right? It's not like a Toyota. You buy it, and for the next 10 years, you get in, you turn the key, and everything's dandy, right? So we recommend they start with two trucks. And also, because when they're going to get their SBA loan, they need to get all the equipment they need for probably their first year and a half, because you don't get a second bite at the SBA apple. So we want them to have enough equipment, right? So two trucks, usually in the neighborhood of 60 to 70 dumpsters, minimum is 42. But we recommend more than that, because if you do your marketing, your sales, and your business development right, you know, you're going to scale up quickly. You're going to grow quickly. And we have plenty of stories of that happening throughout the network. So two trucks, and about 66 dumpsters is really what you need to start out of the gate to make sure you have a good chance of success.
How long does it take typically for someone to kind of to spin up or scale up the business so they're actually utilizing the majority of those dumpsters at different locations and things like that?
Larry spun up awfully fast. I'll let you take this one, Larry.
Yeah, listen, I think everybody stumbles for the first month or so, and we started in the back last quarter of the year. And I would say our first two or three months was a little slow, slower than I hoped, but we blew it out of the water starting in month four. By month four, it was hard to find dumpsters on our lot, and we were worried about kind of capacity growth and how we were going to do that. And so it took us 5 months before we were break even, including paying all debt back on loans and things like that. So I think if you took a bet and said you were into B2B business as capital intensive as this is, if you could break even on cash flow in month five, you'd be pretty happy with that.
Well, you've been leading the company now, Sean, for about a year or so. But yes. What do you think has been the biggest lesson you've learned as you've been leading the organization? Because you also have some involvement in the operations before that, and we could talk about that too. But sure. So what do you think has been the biggest leadership lesson you've learned from running the brand for the last year or so?
I think one of the biggest lessons is, and I actually learned this as a franchisee, is that if you catch yourself looking around at your business and say, oh, isn't this great? You know, I can kind of put it on cruise control for a minute or two. You have to catch yourself and say, nope, that's not the way that it works, right? You always have to be pushing forward. You always have to be improving. There's a concept called Kaizen. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's Kaizen, constant improvement. And I'm a devotee to that. I've read a lot of books on it, and always trying to improve the brand, right? What we have a great brand now. We have some fantastic franchisees. I mean, almost all of our franchisees are fantastic, but we're never going to sit back and say, this is good enough, right? Because there's always competition. There's always somebody coming up behind you trying to overtake you. So we push ahead, we protect the brand, and we make sure that our franchisees continue to have the tools that they need to be successful. We've invested a lot in maintenance programs. We've brought Blue Book to our franchisees at no additional cost to them. So they have that prospecting and the way they can find jobs there. We've changed our purchasing policies so franchisees can buy their dumpsters from any local fabricator so they can grow faster. And that one actually, that came about for a number of reasons, but I was out with a new franchisee doing some sales visits with them. And I stopped into a place and started talking to the owner. And he said, you know what? I can talk to you, but if I use your dumpsters, I'll never get invited to Thanksgiving or any holiday dinners because my brother-in-law owns a dumpster business. So I talked to him about 10 minutes about how his brother grew his dumpster business to 500 dumpsters. And he said he would save cash, right? He put aside cash every week. And then when he had enough, he'd go buy a dumpster for cash so he didn't incur any additional debt. And I was like, you know what? We got to do that for our franchisees. We absolutely do. Always trying to grow, always try to get better is kind of my mantra. That and nothing is easy.
Yeah. How about you, Larry? What do you think's the most memorable moment you've had since you started your franchise business?
Oh, it's a great question. The most memorable moment for me was I do consulting work, and I got into an interim COO role, and I had to leave my team after about 5 months. And the question of whether you have a system set up or not weighs heavily. What was awesome was the team has, I hate to say it, but Sean wouldn't be surprised, but the team's done better without me there every day than they have with me. So the most memorable point is being able to sleep at night, because when you've got a team of people who just care about the business so much and they treat it like they own it, it does allow you to scale, and it allows you to sleep at night pretty easily. So, and frankly, the fact that they've got a complete team at Belfour to support them on anything they need has been immensely helpful.
Well, Sean, let's talk a little bit about your discovery process a little bit, because that was something that Larry mentioned just a minute ago about going, how meaningful that was to go there to your corporate headquarters for your training. What does that process look like for someone who's interested in this, to hear this episode and say, this is really fascinating business, I didn't know much about this. What does that process look like of how they learn about your brand more and actually come out to the discovery day and see what you guys' operations in person?
Sure. Yeah. We try to put discovery day fairly far down the road in the process. We want potential franchisees who have a good understanding of the business and have a good understanding of what it's going to take to be successful before they come to meet the team day. But meet the team day has actually greatly transformed and evolved since when Larry came out. We used to do it in Mount Clemens, Michigan, which was at the time our headquarters for the brand. And we bring the whole team in, all the RBCs. We bring in Steve Johnner and his equipment specialist, and we bring in all of our operations people, and we really show them the equipment, because at the time we have the equipment up there, the trucks, the dumpsters, and we show them all aspects of the business, what it's going to take for them to be successful, right? The hands-on stuff. Now we have transitioned away from Mount Clemens. Now we're located in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we bring our potential franchisees into our brand new facility there and our 20,000 square foot showroom that has trucks and equipment from every one of our brands. So they can come there and they can see, yes, we have the red box truck. We can fit the Kenworth with the dumpster on the back in the showroom. We have that so they can climb in the truck and see the equipment and the elite dumpsters. But they can also look at all the other brands, all the other sister brands that Redbox has. And these are all, or many of them, are going to be potential customers for them once they're a franchisee. And I think once potential candidates see that and see the strength that they're going to have behind them, and the amount of money that Belfour has put behind its promise of supporting its franchisees, then I think they really see what type of an organization they're getting into. They're not just going to be, you know, supported by a Redbox team. It's being supported by the largest property restoration company in the world and the resources that Belfour has, you know, can bring to bear. So, you know, we still bring everybody in for Meet the Team Day, from the Redbox team, either virtually or in person. And we really show candidates what they're getting themselves into. You know, we're not going to leave you twisting out there. You've always got all of this behind you.
Let's talk about that support a little bit, Larry, for you. When you have it, you know, the training you've already talked about briefly, but also the ongoing support you have from business coaches and things like that can help you understand how to run the business. What has been the most impactful thing that you've seen for your own business as a result of what Letterbox Plus Dumpsters is doing for you and for your franchise operation?
Well, first, Sean started out as my business coach.
Oh, wow.
And so it was great to have him. You know, he shows up for a solid week and goes around with us to help us on sales calls and to try to get an organized business. Just last week, we started another franchise with Beltsport, and our current business coach was out for that. On marketing ideas, the team has been fantastic. When we've had creative ideas, we've tossed it over, and they've really helped us on imaging, branding, how to drive kind of traffic to our websites and social media marketing, the software support from Docket and other items has been just hugely helpful to us. And so there's, when you go into business and I have been told by several people I care for, hey, go in, if you want to get into dumpsters, do it, but do it on your own. But there's 1,000 small decisions that all fit together to form a good system. Hmm. And if you go on your own, you're counting on your ability to hit all 1,000 of those, of which you've got previous exposure to maybe 100 of them. You're counting on yourself to get all 1,000 answers right. I'm sorry, but I'm not that confident to say that or arrogant to think that I'm going to do that. So anytime we've had an issue, regardless of what part of the business it's in, there's always someone on the Belfort team that's helpful. And also the network of other franchisees. I probably talk weekly to 2 or 3 other franchisees in the market that are facing similar challenges with similar assets. And that's something I couldn't do if I decided to go on my own.
Well, Sean, from your perspective, what do you think is the most positive aspect of your franchise disclosure document, your FDD, that really reflects where you guys are heading as a brand?
I think, like Larry said, it talks about a lot of our support. And we do have a lot of support. There's somebody, any question you have, there's a member of our team that's going to have the answer. Most of the time, your business coach has the answer for you. But if they don't know, they're going to find somebody, right? And I think that, you know, my vision for Redbox and really for the whole franchise group is I want every one of our franchisees to make enough money to live the lifestyle they want to live and to have the time to enjoy it. Right. That, to me, that's the definition of a wealthy franchisee, right? That Scott Greenberg talks about in his book. And that's really our vision. We want every franchisee to just be that wealthy franchisee. And that might, to them, might mean making $300,000 a year so they can send their kids to college. Or maybe they say, I want to make $1 million a year. I want to make 7 figures or more. Right. We have the tools to help them do that as well. So I think if you look at our FDD as a whole, yeah, there's all the legal things in there and all the non-disclosure and non-compete and all that. But I think if you look at it as a whole, you look at the experience and the backgrounds of the people we have leading the company and providing the training and all the support that we provide, I think you get that impression and you'll realize that we want to make every one of our franchisees a wealthy franchisee.
For you, Larry, what was the thing about the FDD that impressed you the most about where Redbox is going, what they're doing?
Well, Jay, listen, my background is as a strategy and ops consultant. And so Sean will tell you that I dove deep in the rabbit hole in due diligence. And and it really helped us to set our strat plan. Give you context, I think I came out with a 50-tab spreadsheet originally. And so the FDD I used to be a triangulation point on that, but it was more in the trust but verify department. So what it did help me to figure out was which aspects I should do research on. So on a competitive front, I went and literally visited all of my competitors. I even looked online at all the Redbox facilities to see what their lay down yards were like on Google Earth. I did some pretty odd things, but the FDD kind of allows the structure to make sure you're incorporating items you've thought about, things you haven't, and in your modeling.
Yeah, great point. Well, you talked briefly about marketing and finding deals and how Sean went out with you and came to help you find your first deals and things like that. Sean, from your perspective, what does the franchise or help to do to help the franchisees find success with their marketing and find their first deals and their first contracts? How do you help them to do that?
Absolutely. You know, it starts out in pre-launch. So it's about an 8 to 12 week pre-launch process. And part of that, we help them to start doing pre-launch business development. We give them email templates. We tell them, here's how you go out and build an email list. So just to start building brand awareness before they even open their doors. And then we have our new owner training, which involves a lot of sales. We have a marketing component to it, but we do a lot of sales about who you want to call on, what you want to say, develop your pitch, and you know how to deal with their common objections. And then once the franchisee is open, then the business coach goes on site, and the visit primarily is a sales visit where we take out their salesperson, if the owner's doing it, or in Larry's case, it was his general manager, Mark Mills. Go out, we planned a route, we worked on that route together, who we're going to go see. Then we go out, and then after every stop, we kind of critique. You know, when I went out, I would start first saying, you know, let me go in and show you how to make the pitch. Well, but with Mark Mills, I said that, and Mark went in ahead of me, and he did his thing. And he's maybe the best salesman I've ever seen. So I learned as much from Mark on that visit. Probably, you know, I learned a lot more than he learned from me. But then after that, we have a marketing department. We have a marketing coordinator who was specifically assigned to Redbox, and they marketing materials. We post to their Facebook pages. We post to their Google business profile consistently to help them build that brand. And then we have our business coaches that if an owner needs additional sales help or really help with anything, our business coaches will go out. And I know our business coaches, we have three right now, and they go out regularly and help with sales because owners will do some sales and they'll stop and they'll lose the confidence. I'm not sure I can do it anymore. So we go back out, you know, no additional charge. It's you know, as many franchise business coach visits as you want within reason. So we make sure, because we know that if you take your foot off the gas, you stop selling, you die. And we've seen that. So we really, really, really pitch the sales really heavily, because that's really what drives the business. Because I tell franchisees in new owner training, I say, look, you didn't buy a Chick-fil-A, right? You're not just going to open your doors and have a line around the block for a chicken sandwich, right? You bought a dumpster company. We got to go out there and show folks. And once you get traction, the contractor community is going to realize that we have built a better mousetrap. But until we get that broad realization in the contractor community, you got to go out and tell them about it.
Larry, quick question for you about your growth over the last little bit. Maybe we could talk about how long it took you to get your first contract or your first deal, and then also just briefly what you're most excited about accomplishing this next year, the year ahead.
Yeah, listen, the next year ahead is about getting the Cool Bins franchise up on plane. And it's about expanding on the Redbox, right? We will finish this year out and our first year at a $1 million run rate, which is not bad. It's certainly ahead of what I projected us to do. Listen, I want to be in the $2 million club when we finish 2025, at least on the run rate for that. So we've got a lot of growth ahead of us. The good part is, as Sean talked about, once you get a reputation in the contractor community, people know you, and that differentiation with a patented product, but most importantly, a premium customer service experience. That's a differentiator that's hard for people to compete with. And it really starts with the team you bring into play. And we've just been so fortunate to have just phenomenal team members, and the people that have joined us since our initial growth have been great as well, because that's who the customer sees every time when they pull up with the truck. We got great products. When you add that with great service, it certainly tends to grow as fast as you can keep up with the capital on it.
Fantastic. That's great. Sean, how about you? What are you most excited about implementing this next year or 2025 about as you grow the franchise operation?
Well, I'm really looking forward to expanding our footprint. So that means selling more franchises so that we can attract more national accounts. We implemented this year a national accounts program in earnest. So we have a national salesperson who's getting accounts for us. But one of the difficulties we have is we don't have coverage in every place we'd like to have coverage. So I'm really excited about adding some more locations so that we can benefit the entire network. You know, I say that to franchisees, oh, sure, you want to sell them. What's in it for me? Well, what's in it for you is better national accounts. And we bring in people like Larry who bring in these amazing ideas. So I'm really excited about that. We're having our first ever winter meeting in February, where we're going to bring our franchisees together. It's going to be a day and a half of focused Redbox work groups. And we're going to have information sharing and idea sharing among the franchisees. So I'm really excited about that as well.
Fantastic. Well, this has been a great pleasure for me to chat with both of you and learn more about your guys' story. Just in conclusion, what final advice would you give to someone who's considering joining the Redbox family? Maybe I'll start with you, Larry, if you want to start with that, and then I'll have you finish off. Sean, I'll give you the last word.
Great.
I would say first and foremost, make sure you have two people that you're comfortable with teaming and going to battle, because when you're early starting up the business, if you think you're not going to have substantive disagreements and arguments as you try to get your system right, you're only fooling yourself. And the amount of effort that you'll put in if you pick wrong for that selection crushes everything else you're doing. So I'd always go back to team selection and culture development. And it didn't hurt that the modeling was done pretty robustly as well.
Yeah. Sean?
I would tell folks who are interested that look at the commitment that Belfour has. Look at the organization that you're joining. We have put so much behind the success of our franchisees and continue to do that. And an organization like the Belfour Franchise Group can connect you with so many other potential customers, as well as Belfour itself, because they use an awful lot of dumpsters. Yeah. So you're getting support, you're getting world-class training, and you have an organization behind you that is committed to your success. So and who doesn't want to drive a beautiful, big, gray and red and black truck with the most amazing looking dumpsters on the back of it? Because we do have the prettiest dumpsters in the industry. And I know that sounds funny, but they really are pretty.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate both of you taking the time out of your busy days to share your stories and your background a little bit. It's been a fun experience to chat with both of you. So thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it. It's been fun for me as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Best Franchise Brands Podcast. To get a free copy of the Ultimate Insider's Guide to Finding the Perfect Franchise, go to bestfranchisebrands.com. You can also request a short franchise strategy meeting with James to find out which franchise brand will best fit your skills and help you achieve your personal and professional goals.